Okay. Grace Yashikach for all y'all coming out of here tonight again. And we are going to be live. Here we go. So, yeah. First off, I just want to mention this Zoom share has been sponsored by Anonymous for Fur Shalema. For Klal Yisrael, Gans Klal Yisrael, Shavu Fur Shalema. I don't know everyone here. I don't know who's going through what in their life, but I could tell you that I've been in contact over the past couple of days, unfortunately, with a bunch of people who are suffering greatly because of this whole circumstance right now. So I just want to first off say a quick kapitel Tehillim. If that's all right with all y'all, and even if it ain't, I'm still going to do it. And I'm going to open up a Tehillim in front of me just so that I don't end up making a mistake and looking like a shvantlach on this heliga chat over here. So we're going to go standard protocol right now because that's what most people know. Simon Kuf, Kapitel, Perik, Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Say it along or say it by yourself. Shir Amalos Mima Makim Koresicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bakoli Tiena Znecha Kashvos Kol Tachnunoi Im Avonos Teshmar Ya Adonai Mi Amod Kimacha Selicha Laman Tivare Kivisi Adonai Kivison Avshi Velivaro Cholti Navshi Ladonoi Mishamim Laboke Shomrim Laboke Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Varbei Mofidus. The Ribbono Shel Olam should be Ezer Hashem. Give us a siyata deshmaya to end this craziness that's going on. This crazy corona, as they call it, CC, crazy corona, because it's a pretty serious business. And I just want to share with you on a personal note a concept which is something I was talking with somebody last night whose relative is. Should have Rafur Shalema. Should have Rafur Shalema because he's not in a very good place. At least he wasn't in a good place when I last spoke to him. Very, very not good place. Hashem, Hashem Yazor. And the person I was speaking to said to me something which is amazing. First, let me just give a shout out to Avi Solansky, who's Center's guys probably know he is under McAllister's call. I think maybe he sent out a video. He's going to send out a video. We were talking about it. About when we get a message, say Tehillim for somebody, how many of us actually stop and say Tehillim for somebody? You know, in the beginning, when a person starts off, you know, with this thing, what ends up happening, you know, you get the different messages or different whatever. You know, you go, you right away, you take it seriously. But now we're so inundated with these messages, so we don't do it. We don't go ahead and do such a thing. Halavai, we should go ahead and take it seriously. Just stop for a moment and say a kapitel Tehillim. It never hurts to say Tehillim. Just stop and say Tehillim. And like I could tell you like this, this fellow, will call this person Ploni, who I spoke to last night, late at night, early in the morning, if you will. And saying, like, we're just talking about this circumstance and their relative was going through something. And what he said to me is, I finally realized for the first time that it's so much more than the person who's going through the illness. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's not even the person going through the illness. I'm not downplaying it. Some people go through serious illness and it's very hard. But I mean, a lot of times you end up happening that a person who themselves is sick, they themselves don't go out and actually necessarily know because they could be so sick they're not even conscious. A lot of people right now that are going through crazy stuff as we speak are not necessarily even conscious. They don't even know what's going on. Those that do, really do. I unfortunately have spoken with a lot of people that aren't taking this seriously in terms of a safety concept. And forgive me if I'm breaking protocol and speaking something beyond perhaps just the shear itself, but I haven't said anything for like a week and a half, and it's been eating me up inside that I think people are too lax with what's going on. You have to know it's a serious business and obviously speak thereof, but take a look at the Rabbanim are not not so simple. Everyone should be going out and about, and I know many people are home, whatever, but okay, ask your own Shilas about the Minyanim and all that stuff. But the wives and the husbands and the kids and the parents, etc., and the siblings of the people that are going through sickness right now and illness, it's mamish Gehenna. It's really not simple. And I can tell you that some of you know me, some of you don't know me. A couple of years ago, I got pretty sick, and I was the most fine out of the circumstance. The most challenging was for my Rebbetzin, for my wife, because she's the one who had to deal with things back and forth. I was lying in a hospital bed. I mean, I was in pain tremendous at certain points, but just know it's so much bigger. It's so much bigger than just the person. It extends. And we know as Kalal Yisrael, to be Nosei Ba'olam Chavero, to really go out and feel the pain of our brethren in Klal Yisrael. I mean, I get message after message, unfortunately, of the next person who's sick and the next person who's sick. And first off, I'm just saying, first off, be careful, take the proper precautions. Whatever that means, figure it out. Secondly, for those who are not doing okay, they should have a refuah shleima b'karav, and we should feel the pain of Klal Yisrael, people that are going through serious stuff. Feel the pain of how people, what everyone's going through. Okay, that was my public service announcement. It should be a refuah shleima for God's Klal Yisrael and a refuah shleima, everyone, b'karav mamish. Okay, let's get started. So, I would, unfortunately, it seems like we have lost the opportunity to be able to make this into an open chat. I do have to make one more public service announcement. Apologies to anyone and everyone who was involved in the last chat and saw something that was not the most appropriate. Unfortunately, the person was not part of the yeshiva, and there was something they decided to do on their own or someone else did. I don't know exactly the stakes, so apologies for that. And now we got to shut off the chat, but I think maybe you could still do a cue. You can ask me a question or something like that. All right, here we go. So here we are. And the title is Rav Gav Part 2, Who Are You? And there is a very well-known story, a classic story, which is told about somebody who was went to go see a big rabbi. There was this lawyer, and he came to see a big rabbi, fill in the blank with if it's somebody else. And when he went to the rabbi, the rabbi asked him, he said, tell me, who are you? So he said that, you know, I'm a lawyer. So he responded and he said, the rabbi said, who are you? And he said again, he said, I'm a lawyer. The guy was a little old, so he figured maybe he doesn't hear him. So he's like, pump up the hearing aid, bro, you know? And he says again, who are you? So he goes, I'm a lawyer. You know, I practice law and all that stuff, blah. And the rabbi says to him, hey, why are you screaming? He goes, what do you mean? He goes, I didn't ask, what do you do? I asked, who are you? Now, it's not so common that people answer the question of, who are you, with what they do for a living. It's not necessarily what they do, but okay, but a lot of people do it. They answer by saying, I am what I'm doing. But what it out when someone directly asks you, what do you do? Let's say somebody asks, what do you do? What's the answer then? Someone goes and says, okay, I'm a lawyer. So okay, now, sorry about the shaking here. I'm trying to get some stability here. Someone says, who are you? And okay, I am, I don't know. I don't even answer that question. Okay, and what do you do? What do you do? So what do you answer? I wish this was interactive. Okay, but what do you answer? You go and you answer and you say, I'm a doctor, I'm an accountant, I'm a coal man, what's the answer? So I wanna just read an excerpt of something that you will all very well know. It's gonna be very familiar to all of you, because of somebody named Ari Goldwag. But some of you don't know that it's Ari Goldwag. It's actually the one who made it more famous is someone named Benny Friedman. Benny Friedman. But Ari Goldwag, I think, is the one who wrote the song. Probably the lyrics are from that lady Israeli or something. So they know that this craziness is going on in the boat. A guy named Jonah. Jonah goes away and he runs away from God. Whatever that means, which also requires its own sheer to understand what does that mean, you ran away from God. But okay, this guy Jonah's guy, a Navi, he runs away from God. And then there's a crazy storm. Whoa, 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 warm. That's going on. Vayomru Ishal Re'eu, L'chuvan Apila Goralos, we're going to do a Goral. We're going to make sure that we get something up there. We're going to do a lottery. And we're going to see and take a look and see. B'shal Mi'arah Zoslanu, how did this happen? What's going on that there's such craziness happening? What was so crazy? So the Mepharshim explain that there was a crazy storm around the boat. Again, I have no idea who's listening right now. And even if you're a yeshiva guy, I don't necessarily know the stories. I'm going to just briefly tell you. It's right in the beginning of Sefer Yonah that what happens is he gets on this boat. He tries to run away from God. God tells him, go ahead and you got to tell the Jewish people. I'm sorry, not the Jewish people. The Nineveh, that they got to do tshuva. Go tell Nineveh they got to do tshuva. So he goes and he's like, nah, I ain't doing that. And he had the proper intentions. He had the right intentions. You know, God, I don't want to do it. It's going to look bad for the Jewish people because if I go ahead I have to give a tremendous shout out to Tzvi Perlstein just because I learned with him and that's why I have to give him a big shout out. Okay, moving on. So we go and we find that he runs away from God. Why did he run away? He ran away simply because he wanted to save the Jewish people. He was worried. If I go to Nineveh and I tell these non-Jews to do tshuva and they listen and they do tshuva, you know what's going to happen? It's going to look bad for the Jewish people because the Jewish people are not doing the right thing. The goyim go, they do the right thing. We're doing the wrong thing. Boom, we're going to get the smackdown. It's going to look really bad for us. So I'm going to run away from God. Again, whatever that means, but this is not a shiur just in Sefer Yonah. I want to get to the point over here. So he goes ahead and he gets it. He's running away. There's a massive storm that's happening. But the Mepharshim explained that the storm that was going on over there was not all over the place. It was Dafka on their boat. Their boat is the only thing that went through. Only their boat. They're looking around. They're seeing everything is clear skies. And like the water is nice but theirs is choppy and it's ferocious and it's throwing them. It's about to capsize the whole ship. So they try to throw things off. It's nuts. And then finally they go out and they Vayapil Garolis. They do a Goral. They do a lottery. When they do a lottery, they do a lottery. What ends up happening? Vayipol Hagoral El Yonah. It falls on Yonah. Vayomer Love. They go to Yonah. They say, yo, bro, what is going on over here? Vayomer Love. Hagidu na lanu ba'asher lami arah hazos lanu. What's going on over here? Ma melachdecha umeayin tavo ma artzecha ve'imi ze'ata amata. So tell me, what's the deal? Because of who did this happen? What's your job? Like, what do you do for a living? It's strange. What's your malata? What's your trade? What's your business? Where are you from? What's your land? Who are your people? And he responds one sentence when he's challenged with, like, who is this happening to him? What's going on? Vayomer Aleihem. My name is Yonah, and I am a blacksmith. Now, I just frustrated a lot of you because you were singing the song, and that's not the song. You're right, because it's not what it says at all. What he responds is, Ivri anoichi v'es Hashem, Elokei Hashem, ayim ani yorei. He says, I am an Ivri, I'm a Hebrew. And Hashem, Elokei Hashem, ayim ani yorei. I fear God. That's what I do. I'll tell you, another big shout out to my friend Eli Jaffa. He shared with me a story about a doctor. It could be this is private. I don't know if it's private, but so I'll try to cover over the details. Names will be changed to protect the innocent. There is a doctor somewhere in the world, and this doctor somewhere in the world came along, and he's a pretty big doctor, and he also steigs a lot. He learns a lot of Torah, And when people go ahead and they ask him, tell me, what do you do? He says, I learn Torah. In order to make a parnasa, I'm a doctor. What do? I learn. What do we identify as? Who do we identify as? Ivri Anochi, yes, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Arei. When somebody asks, who are you? Ma Melachtecha, is our immediate initial response as Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Arei? That's my trade. Ivri Anochi, that's how I identify. You know, today everybody identifies as something. I don't know what I'm allowed to say, not allowed to say. I saw this year a little picture. Someone sent me a picture on the holiday. It was a holiday for the Umos HaOlam. Maybe not allowed to say the holiday, so I won't call it by its full name. Halloween. And on this holiday, they, sorry about that, on this holiday, they go ahead and there was, you know, they put these pumpkins. And there was a step with a pumpkin. And the next step was a basketball. And the next step was a pumpkin. And on the basketball, it was written, I identify as a pumpkin. So I don't know, how do we identify? You look at that like a joke. You know, that what I just said was a joke. The basketball identifies as a pumpkin. That's a joke. And we're meant to laugh at that. We think like, funny that they're making fun of a concept. They're making fun of a concept. How many of us identify as basketballs, though? How many of us really identify with who we are? Does the basketball really identify as a basketball? Does the Ivri in you identify as an Ivri? Or do we get confused? And do we start giving in to, I am a doctor, I am an accountant, I am a therapist, I am a teacher, I am a speaker? I am a, okay, I get it, by the way. But that's not what the people want to hear. Obviously, when they're asking, that's not what they want to hear. Fine, I get it. Yes, you're correct. I get it. I get what they want to hear and they don't want to hear. I'm with you. But what do you really feel? Do we really feel Ivri Anochi? Where does that come from? The Lashon of Ivri. Avraham HaIvri, we know Avraham Avinu is known as Avraham HaIvri. It's Avraham HaIvri. What does that mean? Avraham HaIvri means? Ivri means the Aver. He was on the other side. HaIvri means on the other side, because he said the whole world is nuts. Dos personas en el mundo, todo el mundo es loco. He said, Señor, yo no loco. You're from like Argentina, it's shono loco. Although I might look a little loco right now, it's just the whole world is crazy. Everybody's involved in idolatry and avodah zarah and all these different things. They're crazy. They miss the point of what life is. What do you identify as? There are things that we do because we need to do them. But do we identify with those things as who we are? Is it a means in and of itself, or just a means to an end to get to who we are? You know, you get to see a lot of times the true colors of who a person is right now. Right now, here we are sitting at home. Most of us, I'm hoping all of us, are sitting at home. Someone sent me a message. They're like, you know, you're probably not so busy now these days. Maybe, perhaps you can go ahead and hold on. Both the messages are. Oh, very good point. I'm going to get back to a comment somebody just sent me via message to my phone because it can't be through here anymore. We'll get to that, Rav Tzvi. Now I totally forgot where I'm up to. You can't even tell me. Quick, Tzvi, what am I up to? Okay. I don't know. That's what I was saying. But all right, let's get back into it. We have to go. Oh, I remember. Thank you. Okay, I remember. Oh, good. That's it. Forgive me for this thing. Sometimes there are things that we need to do. Forgive me for this example, okay? But remember, most of the things we're doing, oh gosh, there's so much I want to share with you right now. Shem! Thank you very much, Steve. Are we, hold on, I just got to write this so I don't forget something. There's that over there. And then there's the concept of, Oh, yeah. Here we go. Hold on a second. Snag. Like crazy. Yeah. All right, here we go. You know, there are many things in life we have to do, but just because we have to do them doesn't mean we talk about them and doesn't mean it has anything to do with who we actually are. Example. You have to go to the bathroom. It's a reality of life. You got to use the restroom. You got to use the loo. You've got to use the water closet, or maybe more than the water closet. People have to go. You got to go. You got to do what you got to do. It's halach and shulchan aruch. When you got to go, you got to go. I got it. We got to go. We got to go. But tell me something. And this is the question which comes up all the time. Do you work in order to live, or do you live in order to work? Get ready for this one. Ready? Do you go to the bathroom in order to live, or do you live to go to the bathroom? Come on. Which one is it? Do you go to the bathroom to live, or live to go to the bathroom? Okay, so it's a good thing my wife isn't in the room, because she would be yelling now, you live to go to the bathroom. You know, she knocks on the door. She's like, are you coming out of there? I'm like, five more pages, right? Obviously, the answer is that you go to the bathroom because you have to. Since you go to the bathroom because you have to, you realize I don't identify as a person who that's my purpose and direction and goal in life. It's just something that I got to do. So someone says, hey, who are you? And what is your work? I say, my work? I am a bathroom goer. You don't say that. Because the whole purpose of that is just a means to an end. You got to go, you got to go. You take care of business, move on with life. Do you live to work, or do you work to live? The little things that we get involved with on the side, if they be in business or whatever, does that become who you are? Do you identify with those things? Or are those things just a means to an end? That's not who you are. So why are you talking about that? And even if, again, that's what people want to hear. So you say it because I identifies a certain way. You can get a certain vision of some who somebody is. At the end of the day, we come to realize something super, super important. When you go ahead... Someone showed me a very funny message. Oh gosh, you're talking about me. Okay, I got it. We get to see who we really are during these times. You know, people say, if I had more time to learn, you know, I would learn. I just don't have time to learn. So what am I supposed to do? Guess what? Now you have time to learn. Someone called me and they said, you know, you're probably very free nowadays. Maybe you can do another Zoom call and you do this and that. I said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm busier now than I've ever been. I've never actually been this busy. First of all, because I have my kids that are home the whole day with me. And I'm juggling between spending time with my rabbits and spending time with my children, giving shiurim, and learning. Do I not waste time at all? Of course I do. You have to find time to waste. But I'm taking advantage, I hope, a little bit. Are we doing that? Who are you? Who are you? If the real identification is Ivri Anochi, what's Ivri? Ivri means the other side. Because Avraham Avinu said, world, you are crazy. I am not giving in to just the flow of the world that the world's telling me to do. That's in our DNA. That's the reality of who a Jew is. We don't have to say this. And you know what? I think maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is showing a message. Perhaps you could say, and this is the message of Corona. I'm not saying that at all. But certainly one could say that you take a look and you see like, here, let me share with you, like, what's going on now? What's going on in this world? We don't even know everything is upside down to the extent that we don't even know what's up and down. Like, I'm sure many of you put on your white pajamas for Rosh Chodesh, right? Because you have to switch. Here's a message that I'm sure many people have already gotten, but I'm going to share with you anyway. Here's a message. I don't know which Yom Tov it is. We're walking around in slippers like it's Tisha B'Av. We're wearing masks like it's Purim. We're trembling like it's Rosh Hashanah. We're hungry like it's Yom Kippur. We're only allowed to eat outside like it's Sukkot. We're sitting by the window like it's Chanukah. We're eating fruit like it's Tu B'Shvat. Everyone's walking around with tissues like it's Erev Pesach. We're eating meals with our families and we're sleeping up until noon. It's like Shabbos. What a holiday is it? Like, where are we now? Everything's up and down. This whole matzav has pretty much put into perspective. We have absolutely zero control over anything at all. That's number one to recognize. And maybe let's try to realign. Like, what is our purpose and what is our focus in life? What are we trying to do? Are we going ahead? And are we attaching ourselves in a way where we're going ahead and Ivri Anochi Ves Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ani Yareh. That's who I am. This is what I challenge. I challenge. Listen to that song again and again and again, because it gets in our head and it gets in your head to be able to answer that question. Answer that question and say, so who are you? The answer is, I'm a Yid. That's who I am. That's the essence. So back to the story, you know, understand, who are you? Like this doctor who said, I learned Torah. What do you do? I learned Torah, but to support my family, this is what I do, because that's probably what you're asking. But if you want to know who I really am, this is who I really am. We get so confused. We laugh at the joke of the basketball, but then we say the same thing. I identify as a healthcare professional. I identify as fill in the blank of whatever jobs, as a teacher. I identify as this. Come to recognize the fact of who we are. Now let's take it one step further. When we realize who we really are, and we can go ahead and start connecting to the reality of who we really are, that can open up, perhaps for the first time, a serious connection and relationship with Hashem. What do I mean by that? Who are you? Ivri Anochi? Yes, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ani Yareh. Hashem runs the world. Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim. For those who were part of that Tehillim yesterday, saying Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem, you are it. You're everything. So part of the conversation that I was having with somebody last night was in reference to the idea of tefillah, of davening, of prayer. And I want to read to some of you guys, I want to read to you a Gemara. The Gemara is found in Brachos on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. A shout out to Shimmy for helping me find it right away. And Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Top line in Hey Amud Aleph, says the Gemara in Brachos. Top line. You can read along with me. Kol Hamarich Bitfiloso Umayin Ba Sof Ba Lidei Ke'ev Leiv. Anyone who goes ahead and they're marich in their tefillah, they elongate their tefillahs, they daven long, you know, they put a lot of time into it. They spend time and effort and they work on it and all that stuff. They really work on it and work on it and work on it. You know what's going to happen? And they're ma'ayin ba, they look into it, which we'll see Rashi what that means. Sof bali de kevli, if they're going to come to a pain of the heart, says Rashi, me'ayin ba, omer belibo, shiteyose bakashoso lefishe spalo bekavana. How many people are guilty of needing something in life? And since you needed something in life, you finally stopped, and when you daven, you paid attention to the words, and you didn't have like a 3-minute Shmona Esrei. You had like a 6.5-minute Shmona Esrei, or you pushed it, and you got like a 9-minute and 20-second Shmona Esrei. Some go for like the 20-minute Shmona Esrei. And then what happens? Me'ayin ba. They think like, yeah, that was a good tefillah. Since I took time now to go ahead and daven, I spent my time. I did a real good davening. It was marich. Now it's going to work out. I'm going to get what I want. Omer belibo shiteyose bakashot. So he's going to say in his heart, he's going to think, yes, I davened so nicely. Now that I davened so nicely, now I'm going to get what I want. Yeah, is that how it works? The Gemara says you're going to come to Ke'ev Lev. She'ein bakasha sonasis. Because your bakasha is not going to be fulfilled. Love dafka, it's not going to be. But what if it's not fulfilled? What if a person goes ahead and they get involved and they put in their work and they really daven and they feel like, hey, I daven so much. Now what happens? I should get it. And they don't get it. You know what it feels? It's crushing. I don't understand. And then it stares their emunah. And then they have a hard time. And they go, I don't get it. How could this be? What's happening? ¿Qué es esto? ¿A no qué es rezar? I put in my time. My friends, we're making a mistake. Who are you? Ivri Anochi. Yes, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ani Arei. You're not a basketball. You're not a pumpkin. You're not a, come on. Got to come up with another one. We used those already. So what do you do? You're not a guy who sells airline miles. That's a bad example. I'm so sorry to bring that up now. Maybe not a good muscle for people now. Who are you? Ivri Anochi. Yes, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ani Arei. I am fearful of Hashem. I'm fearful of God. God runs the show. Means what? What does that mean, that God runs the show? That means to say that whatever Hashem wants is what's going to be. I wanna tell you guys a little story, which I really should get the details of the story before I tell you the story. But you know how it works. When somebody says that, they end up then just telling the story and then afterwards saying, I really shouldn't have told you that story and I should have told you the details. But all right, anyway. How I miss some of you. Viggy, where you at, my friend? We miss you, Viggy. Anyway, the story goes about somebody who had a child that was sick. And what happened was they came to a rabbi and they said, Rabbi, can you pray for my child? Can you pray for my child? You know, I just want to make clear that there's someone who came to be part of this discussion and their name is Anonymous Attendee. And you want to know if I only miss some of you? The answer is, how am I supposed to know if I miss you or not if you're Anonymous Attendee? In any event, back to our point here. We go and we say the following. Okay, now you totally threw me off again. Where was I? Someone quickly get me back on track. Fair point. Thank you, Roger. Thank you for that. Come on, back on track. Who's getting me back on track? JT, get me back on. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, JT. So there's somebody who's sick, and they go out and they bring Baruch. Yes, that was by Viggy. They went to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, can you go ahead and could you pray for us? Hey, pray for my kid that my kid should get better. So the rabbi looked at the parent. The rabbi looked at the mother. I'm going to say this right now, and I say this with sensitivity, but listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Especially people that are going through something right now, this could be hard to hear, but listen carefully to the words that I'm about to say. The rabbi said as follows. I first have to throw out the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud on the bottom line. If you cherev chad benachas al tzavar shalom al mim nas al min arachamim. Even if you have a sharp sword against someone's neck, they should never stop praying and never give up praying. They got to go and keep praying. My wife said, "Stop looking at the comments. I can't concentrate." Anyway, you got to keep praying no matter what. Do we pray? Oh my gosh, do we pray? We both show. We need your help. Listen carefully, I'm about to tell you. Disco, listen to this. It's very important. The rabbi turned to the woman and said, you want me to pray for your child? He said, yeah. Are you willing to accept that maybe it's not going to end well? Are you willing to accept that maybe this circumstance, God forbid, with your child or whatever the circumstance is, JT, I can't do that now. You're going to get in trouble for that. Are you willing to accept the fact that it might not end up well? So the mother's like, of course not. You got to pray. You got to go ahead and you got to make sure. Mask him too. You got to make sure that my kid gets better. So he says back, when you're ready to accept that it might not end well, please come back to me and then we'll talk about praying for your kid. Okay, these things need Hesber. I'm going to explain what I mean by this, what the story, at least the way I understand the story, at least the way I have it in my head of the story. We feel like, you know what? Things aren't going well. They're not supposed to be that way. The way things are supposed to go is how we want them to go. We want life to run a certain way. It doesn't run the way we want them to go. It's a problem. No, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's going to go our way. And you know what? We have something set up called tefillah. This is not a class on tefillah alone. I'm just pointing out that tefillah is unbelievably powerful. It's very important. And maybe another time we'll get into it. But understand the fact that realize how important it is. How important it is to come to recognize that, yes, of course we have tefillah. Of course we do. But at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam still runs the world. And for whatever reason, sometimes Hashem has a plan that we're not privy to always having the information of understanding why it is. But if we go in and our tefillah is set up in a way that it has to be that my tefillah is answered how I want it to be answered, then maybe we are chaser in Ivri Anochi. Maybe we're chasim, maybe we're lacking in that area. And what we're really saying is, Ivri Anochi, V'es Hashem Elokei Hashamayim V'ani Aniyore. I fear God and myself, because you know, I got a lot of power also, like I'm a powerful person and I have control. You know what? We don't have control. We don't have control. Chachmas Bagoyim Tamid, one of the most powerful lines that I think exist outside of Yiddishkeit is the expression which comes up a lot in anonymous groups, Alcoholics Anonymous and others, is let go and let God. What that means is it doesn't mean not to daven, it doesn't mean not to do a shtadlis, it doesn't mean to put in your efforts. But what it means is to let God. Hashem knows more than we do. Hashem knows more than we do. And if a person goes into tefillah with that mentality, I believe it's a totally different tefillah. A tefillah is a different tefillah entirely. When you go into tefillah, you go into David with, I'm standing before Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Tzal Chaim, Alo Shel Abech Yitzchok. I come before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when I come in front of Hashem, I say, Hashem, I have nowhere to turn but you. You know why? Because my whole malachtai, my work is Ivri Anochi. That's Hashem Elkei Hashemayim in the Ore. Anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. That's what we are. We are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We are believers, the sons of believers, and we come to recognize this idea that Ribbono Shel Olam, this is our job, and I'm going to come daven too because I feel like this is the right thing, and Rifa'enu, you know, please heal us, and Baruch Aleinu, and give us Parnassa. When is everybody talking that the whole world is either financially strapped? That's one thing that goes on. People have financial issues, the market crashes, or you have people are sick. Like here, the market and sick and relationships and problems, I mean, everything's coming together. Come to realize the fact that E major 7th. Do we go to recognize the fact there's nowhere to turn but the Ribbono Shel Olam? You do your shtadlis. But sometimes I think in particular now, a lot of people are getting so caught up with the concept of like, oh yeah, people are sick, let's go to the doctors. The doctors are should be good shlichim, beiz Hashem. Hashem should give them their koach to be able to help. I realize, lamaisa, they're all pawns. The only one we look at, the only one we turn to is Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the only one that we put our total trust in. That's the only one that we put our total trust in. And I think that maybe it's chaser. And if we're not able to accept that maybe there's an outcome outside of that which we want, then maybe our tefillah is not really tefillah. It's not a bakasha. It's a demand. And we know it's shevach, bakasha, and hodah. There's no part of the tefillah there that's demand. It's bakasha. Es Hashem Elokei Hashamayim in the Arei. You're the one that I fear, not me. The basketball is to start identifying as a basketball. Enough with the pumpkin. You're not a pumpkin. Come to recognize the ultimate of what we are and who we are. It'll change our tefillah. It'll change the way we live. It'll change the way that we deal with all the circumstances that we find ourselves in. We're right now stuck in this thing and people are having a hard time because we're not willing to let go and let God realize every bone of Shalom runs the world. All right, people. What I'm going to do right now is just do a quick recap of everything we did just to, because I give a little shout out to do that. Roger, yeah, we're going to have a little kumzitz as well. We have to just sing a song together because what would it be? What would our Zoom be without a nice song together? But let's understand. We saw from the beginning very simply about the lawyer. And the lawyer comes on and says, who are you? I'm a lawyer. Who are you? I'm a lawyer. Who are you? I'm a lawyer. No, Yonah. Ivri anochi v'yes Hashem alokei Hashem ayman yorei. Come to realize the fact that who are we and what are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to do at the end of the day? Who are we really and what are we really and what do we identify with? Are we identifying with the reality of who we are? Are we really getting clarity on what our purpose is and what we're trying to get involved with? Are we getting involved with the ultimate of what it's about? And don't forget to give a shout out to Vidya and a shout out to Tzvi and a shout out to JT and a shout out to Ellie Jaff and a shout out to Merm Chuckson, Special K and others. And Anonymous. I'm Anonymous. I miss you like crazy. How can I not miss you? Come on, Anonymous. Right? Come to this. In fact, all that a little bit further. Realize the concept of what it is. Do you live to work or work to live? Do you live to go to the toilet? Do you go to the toilet to live? Do we go out and we're getting involved with the concept of what's really going on? Are we really getting it clear? Gedalia, a big shout out to Gedalia, of course. Or are we totally lost over here? And then to realize the fact, Shragi, to realize the fact of Iver Anochi. I'm Iver. I'm on the other side. I'm not connected with the world that I have to do what everyone else is doing. Who are you? And this is your homework, shall you choose to accept it. The next time somebody asks, who are you and what do? The answer is, I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew and I'm proud and I'll sing it out loud. Shem is always watching over me. Come to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is everything that we're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a way. Or do we totally miss it? Nava and Shira, do we recognize what it's all about? I learned Torah. I happened to work as a doctor in order to support my family. Like the Gemara says, Nun Hey. Don't forget. Ivri Anochi, that's Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, Daf Nun Hey. Someone who davens and marach in the tefillah ma'ayin ba, and they think that that's what it's about. They think they run it. What do you think? Like, it's like a person when they're playing, you know, Hanukkah. You see how people in Hanukkah time, they go, they're like, dreidel, oh my dreidel, made you out of clay. And as they're playing dreidel, they go and they spin it, and they spin it, and they're like, give me a gimel, dreidel. When you're dry and ready. And they think, like, what do you think? You're going to run the show because, in fact, you're davening? My inbox, someone who looks into it. What ends up happening is, they're going to become ke'ev lev. It's going to hurt. And the last thing that we mentioned about, are we willing to accept that maybe that we're looking for? Are we willing to accept that maybe that which we're davening for, that this person should get better, might not happen? Or are we demanding not like that? The answer is that Shevach Bakasha Noda. Bonoshom, we beg and we plead to you. We beg and we plead to you that everyone should become healthy. Everyone should hit the highest levels of health to see. Beis Hashem to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu in a way where we can go out and we can ultimately serve you because we are Ivri Anochi. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Nirei. I feel you. I always want to get closer to you. I recognize the fact that I'm not a goof. I'm not a body. I identify with the reality of my neshama. And I come to recognize the fact that you're the one. You're the one who gives life to everything. You're the one who takes life. You're the one who gives life. You're the one who deserves everything. The greatest of the great.